Hello, 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 and welcome to the local edition on a Friday evening. I'm your host, Patricio Robayo. Thank you so much for joining me on the program. The second half of the show, we're going to check in with the one and only Chris Rowley, the Schwanger Journal, letting us know what's happening in Ellenville and Ulster County. But first, we have some news from the New York Public News Network. From Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's political struggles coming out of the government shutdown to spark between Congressman Elsie Stefanik and Kathy Hochul, Governor Kathy Hochul, in over vitro fertilization. It was another eventful week in New York State politics. The New York State Public News Network's Andrew White and Jimmy Vilkind discuss the latest.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Andrew.
All right, so let's start with some fallout from the end of the federal government shutdown here. Both of New York's U.S. senators wanted to keep the fight going as they were pushing for the extension of health care subsidies that are set to expire. But eight members of the Democratic caucus, which is led by Chuck Schumer, broke ranks. How is Schumer looking?
On a basic level, it means he failed, right? He was trying to hold ranks. He was trying to hold his caucus together in this shutdown. And at the end, it didn't happen. And really, Schumer was front and center in this strategy and said that he was disappointed with how it ended. He, of course, voted against the deal. He continued to vote against government funding, holding out and making the point about that kind of healthcare subsidy cliff that is still looming for millions of Americans.
Yep.
And, you know, it seems that this disappointment is filtering down to voters. The Siena Research Institute this week put out a poll which found that Schumer's favorability rating among New Yorkers is at its lowest level in 20 years. Just 32% of New Yorkers surveyed last week, which was as the shutdown was getting voted through, they said they viewed Schumer favorably. Another 55% said they viewed him unfavorably. Additionally, if you kind of slice and dice that, he's barely breaking even with Democrats, and he's 20 points down from a poll in September.
Wow. What do you think's driving the drop?
Liberals have long been upset with Schumer. You know, some people even protested outside his house in March during the last go-around on government funding,
right.
And they said, hey, you caved. Why did you just vote for the funding? You know, this time he did the opposite. He led a shutdown strategy. He demonstrated fight. He tried to get something. And you know, of course, it didn't work. I actually talked to two people who had been at some of those protests outside his house. One of them said that they didn't think that they thought that Schumer did this on purpose. They thought that he kind of knowingly had these people break ranks. I should say there's no evidence of that. And
right.
Of course, Schumer voted against it. But so the liberal angst is sort of built in to Schumer's political standing. He's a centrist, and he's been able to run up the score in New York elections by appealing to moderates, independents, and even some Republicans in the state who look at him and say, oh man, this guy's bringing home the bacon. Why would I really come out and oppose him? So that really is all kind of across the board fallen off. The largest drop, which I saw in the poll, was among independents. It was a swing of 27 points, and he's now underwater 22% to 61%.
Wow, that is a huge swing.
Yeah. One person I spoke with about this is Anthony Weiner, you know, the former congressman. People might have remembered
right.
his story, but he worked on Chuck Schumer's staff once upon a time before Schumer was elected to the U.S. Senate in 1998. Weiner said it's just kind of hard to be an establishment guy right now.
We're at a moment in our democratic civic life that young is in and, you know, change is in. And Chuck is an institutionalist by definition.
And again, progressives are still upset. So we'll see what this means going forward.
Yeah. And what did this poll have to say about the governor's race?
Well, it says Governor Kathy Hochul still has a solid lead, 20 points over Congressmember Elise Stefanik, who's the thought to be most likely Republican opponent. And that's not too surprising given the partisan makeup of the state. There are twice as many enrolled Democrats as there are Republicans. But we should note Stefanik's standing is up 5 points since Siena measured this horse race in September. And that's after her formal announcement of candidacy. So I don't read too much into this. You know, we're still very, very far out from the election. I'm sure the polls will go up and down. I think the big takeaway is that Hochul still has a pretty solid lead.
That's Jimmy Vilkind of the New York Public News Network, who follows this closely. Jimmy, thanks for coming in and sharing your reporting.
Thanks, Andrew. Always great to be with you and your listeners.
Thank you to the New York Public News Network for that. In the studio with us now is Program Director Jason Dole. to talk about the upcoming music sale and online auction that's going on now. Welcome to the station. What's the station? Welcome to the room.
Welcome to our show. How you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well.
So, Patricio, I can't believe that now Thanksgiving is Thursday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Next Saturday, we are now just 1 week away from our big annual music sale. It is our biggest public event that we have all year long. It's one that the most people come out to. It's one that we work the hardest on all year long. We have lots of smaller sales throughout the year. We do some online sales, but we've been working hard on this big annual music sale, and you don't want to miss this. But right now, if you are going to miss it and you still want to get in on some stuff, or you just can't wait until next Saturday, we do have our online auction, and there are exclusive items in our online music auction that aren't going to be at the big music sale. And the latest, and we're still adding them.
Yeah.
Like we've added two items since this launched last week, and the one that just went up this very afternoon is the Bethel Woods 2026 Concert Experience Package. So what this is two pavilion tickets with prime seating for a 2026 pavilion stage concert of your choice. The caveat there is select concerts may be exempt from the redemption, but it seems like you'll be able to choose from most of them in their season.
Right.
And those are two tickets under the pavilion, meaning not on the lawn.
Right.
So those are two good seats and one VIP parking pass, two member lounge passes. And so that's all available right now, and nobody's bid on it yet because, again, it just went up. That's, again, go to WJFFradio.org. You click on the link. That's it looks like a cassette that takes you to our music auction site. You register, you bid. And the other thing that we recently added just this week were tickets to see Cat Power. Cat Power is touring on the 20th anniversary. Boy, this is going to make people feel old, and I apologize, but it's the 25th anniversary of her album, The Greatest, which to me, in my mind, still feels like one of those newer Cat Power albums. But anyway, she's going to be touring the 25th anniversary of this, and you can see her at the Ulster Performing Arts Center, UPAC, in Kingston on March 3rd, 2026, and it's a pair of tickets to that event. So we have tickets to other events too, New York City Ballet, New York Philharmonic, but also we've got some very rare records. And one of the most sought after Beatles collectible records. I have been looking for one of these to turn up in our stacks here for most of the last 20 years. It's what you call the Beatles Butcher cover. It's the Beatles Yesterday and Today. That's one of the U.S. albums that Capitol put out in 1966. Originally had that cover of the Beatles covered in doll parts and meat, and people freaked out, and they had to recall all those albums, and they pasted over a nice picture of the Beatles posing next to a steamer trunk. But underneath that paste over is that original Butcher cover, and this is highly sought after, and they're only going up in price and increasing in rarity because people keep buying them, and some of those folks peel off the cover to reveal the Butcher cover underneath. This one that we found in donations that came into the music sale earlier this year, this one that we found is a Scranton pressing. Most of the records were pressed either in Scranton or out on the West Coast, and the ones that were pressed in Scranton are supposedly easier to peel. So again, a little more sought after, and this currently is at a bid of $275, and who knows, after people hear this, some Beatles fans might get hold of it, and we're really hoping to, you know, fund public radio. We've been defunded, but we're not defeated, and this is how we're going to keep going, is having great, unique items. We also have high-end turntables for you to bid on that have been refurbished, belts replaced, make sure that they're good to go, gorgeous stereo equipment. There's even an autographed Giants football. So that's the online music auction.
That's great. I held this Beatles album, and it was great to see it under the light. You see the back, the original cover in the back behind the sticker a little bit.
Yeah.
It shows up a little bit. That's amazing.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's amazing to have history like that in your hand.
And like I said, I've been searching. Right. All of us here at Music Sale have been looking for these for years and years, just in case, because, you know, it's valuable, and that means support for the station.
Yeah.
So big thanks to everybody that donates to us. The Music Sale, I would say, if you're going to donate, we're looking for people to donate from their collections or donate their entire collections, especially if you have stuff that's in good condition. When it comes to records, condition means value. And this is a way, if you're a music collector, you can get your collection into the hands of the next generation, people who are going to appreciate other fellow record collectors. And then also you get to support Radio Catskill. But if you've been thinking of donating for this sale, you really want to do it by next Wednesday, because Thursday is Thanksgiving. So
everyone's going to be a little busy.
Yeah. But you want to come in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, bring your records. Go ahead. Maybe give us a little call first before you head out. Do we have time still to talk about the big music sale?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Thousands and thousands of records, CDs, cassettes, musical equipment. A lot of it has been refurbished. And we also have musical instruments.
Instruments, right.
We got a really nice drum kit, I think. Yeah. And then I'm curating my own kitschy Christmas corner.
Right.
I kind of started doing this last year, but I've been pulling out all of the weird and even mundane Christmas albums, holiday albums, but also kids' records, mm-hmm. novelty records, things with wacky covers. That'll be in my section. But the big news is DJ Chucks, Selector Starkey, Old School Sessions will be DJing live at the music sale
next Saturday.
So this is not just a sale. This is a happening.
Mm-hmm.
This is a party. You need to be there, and you should bring a friend to spread the word. This does not happen that much up here. It's been the better part of a decade since DJ Chucks was able to come up here and DJ live in person. So
it's amazing.
All the more reason to be there.
Yeah.
Celebrating 25 years of Old School Sessions.
That's amazing that there's one of the oldest shows we have on Radio Catskill. And not only that, it's a great space. If those who haven't ever been to the Liberty Mall, because it's not really open, it's a completely empty mall.
On the inside,
there's stores on the strip mall
on the front, but inside there's like a mall that's not really populated, but we're sure going to populate it on Saturday.
If we completely fill the place, and it's a great, like I said, it's a great happening that's happening on the day after Thanksgiving. And especially now, I mean, it's always been a happening, but especially now we have live DJs all day there, tuning some records, real records and digital records, everything.
Again, it's 10 to 3. So this is 10 to 3 next Saturday. It's a Saturday after Thanksgiving, the 29th. You can't miss it. It's only a week away now. And 10 to 3, people who really want to find those rare and high-value records, they start lining up before 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
There's always a line, right?
Yep, always a line. And that's one of the things I actually enjoy watching that. Just people just gearing up and salivating for when the time that Tim counts down and it lets the people in and comes right into, they just make a mad dash to the high valve records there.
But there are people that love coming in like an hour or two after it opens up, and it's a little bit more casual shopping. There's people like coming in right at the end and just seeing like
there's always
what's
a rush
left.
At the end. There's always a rush at the end.
Yeah. So 10 to 3, we'll be there again. It's right kind of catty corner, right across from the Liberty Diner, if you're familiar where that is, right here in Liberty, New York. It's a big music sale, and then that's in person. But right now you can go to WJFFradio.com. And check out the online auction. It's like a pregame for the big music sale.
That's awesome stuff. Well, we're talking to Jason Doe, letting us know what's happening in the big annual music sale and also the online auction. Again, Jason, thank you so much.
No problem.
All right, the party's continuing. I have in studio now the one and only Ronald Kelson. Ronald, welcome to the program. We're going to talk about the online auction. This is your third music sale or second?
This will be almost my sixth music sale, because I was at all three last year, and this will be all three this year. So this will be number six.
Oh, you counting the pop-ups?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so this will be my second big music sale. Yeah.
And one of the special things we're going to have this year is DJ Chucks and
Selector Starkey
from
Old School Sessions, Saturday night, 8 to midnight. We'll be live spinning the twos on the ones and twos, giving you some fresh tunes. And they're, of course, our listener, you've probably heard their show. They're a great show, and they're experts with the funk, with the hip hop, with all the retro stuff. Great stuff. It's gonna be a great time.
They keep throwing me off with the police sirens or the doorbell sounding.
Yeah,
I listen to it, and then I'm washing dishes or cleaning, whatever, and you hear a doorbell sound. I was like, who the heck is at the door? And I remember that I also don't have a doorbell on my door, so that also freaks me out. Also, but anyway. The online auction, we want to say anything about the online auction. Some of the things people are bidding on. One of this is, I actually looked at today and I was like, interested in, is the New York Philharmonic tickets.
Yeah, let's see, the current bid on it is only $150. If you know anything about the economy or really good New York Philharmonic tickets, they go for a little more than $150. So bid now, get your price in, get your price locked in, and maybe you could win these tickets to one of our great cultural beacons in the country, the New York Philharmonic, probably one of the most elite orchestras, not only in the United States, but of course in the world. So get your bid in now. We've also got, to flip things on its head a little bit, we've also got a New York Giants autographed football, autographed by one of the current players, Javon Holland. He's a safety. He's on the defense. And so it's a really nice little item for all the sports fanatics in the area. If you're a sports fanatic listener, this is a ball that you can definitely get under for a pretty good price. The current bid right now is $25. So if you're into sports, if you're into football, if you're into memorabilia, this is a great little gift to bid on for yourself for the holiday season.
Yeah, which is unique. We don't get a lot of sports stuff, but I know a little bit about football. I know he's number 8 in New York Giants. He was born in
or did you look
Canada?
At the football and saw his signature that said,
so you just
8
said number
next
8?
To it.
Yeah, I know he played for the New York Giants. He also played for the Oregon Ducks.
That's where I went to school,
yeah. He was selected by the Miami Dolphins in the second round of the 2021 NFL Draft. So, yeah, I know some sports there.
You're definitely not looking at Wikipedia right now.
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. So, again, the music sale is happening the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and on online auction is happening now, and you could visit WJFFradio.org to see all the things, items that are for sale. And if you are local and you bid on something and you win, you could come pick it up at the music sale. Or if not, if you're not local, we'll get it to you somehow.
But we can mail it. We can arrange a time, come to the studio, all that good stuff. Email feedback@wjffradio.org if you can't make it to the sale.
Absolutely. Again, Ronald, we're talking to Ron, the one and only Ronald Kelson, about the music sale and the upcoming auction. Not the upcoming auction. The online auction is happening now. Again, Ronald, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We'll hear from the one and only Chris Rowley from the Schwanker Journal. This is the Local Edition on a Friday evening, and I'm your host, Patricio Rubio. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Local Edition, winner of Excellence in Broadcasting Awards from the New York State Broadcasters Association. Radio Catskill. Listen local.
We looked at, there's maps that show laws that protect trans youth and which states have those that are the most protective. We needed to find affirming schools where they were going to be safe, you know, public schools that would support them.
I'm Natalie Kitroev. That's Today on the Daily from the New York Times.
The Radio Catskill Music Auction is live online. Bid on rare, collectible vinyl records like the infamous Beatles Butcher cover, a holy grail for record collectors, Profile by Duke Pearson on the Blue Note Jazz label, and music from Big Pink. The band wrote it in the Catskills. You can buy it to support Radio Catskill. Don't miss your chance to get your hands on all of our incredible items and experiences. Bid on the music auction at WJFFradio.org.
Welcome back to the Local Edition on a Friday evening. Again, I'm your host, Patricio Robayo. Well, it's Friday on the Local Edition, and we have on the phone with us now the one and only Chris Rowley from the Schwanker Journal, letting us know what's happening in Ellaville and Ulster County. Chris, welcome back to the program. One thing we have on the docket tonight is about an apartment building that is going back to the planning board in Cohansston. What can you tell us about this, Chris?
Well, yeah, it's the apartment building is in Cohansston. It'll go to the planning board in Worthing, town of Worthing. It is basically for 18 apartments. It came in originally as a three-story structure with the third story kind of compressed artfully into the roof line so that it didn't look too much like a three-story structure. However, that did not pass the ZBA. They had to go there for a variance on that number of floors. So they're just stuck with two floors. And this is due to go in to replace the rotting old ruins of the Indian Valley Inn, which stands just above, up on the corner of the intersection of Route 209, Clay Hill Road, and 42nd Street in Cohansston. So if you're passing through Cohansston, or if you stop at the Stewart's there, look catty corner across and you see this. It was a nice building once, but it's really decayed into ruins. And that's going to go and be replaced by a two-story apartment building. Now, there was a vociferous opposition from all the local residents there. who were upset at the idea of renters coming into their neighborhood and adding more traffic to the cars going out through the traffic light at Clay Hill Road and Route 209. And I'm sure they'll be back. But this does begin to answer the question of, like, where do we get housing?
Yeah.
Now, this is not affordable so-called housing. This is market rate rents. And there'd be 18 apartments. It'd be a nice new building, parking and everything. And, you know, there will be a few touches there to help people who have a child or something, because they're going to have a little playground space. It will replace this rotten ruin that's been gradually sliding into, you know, rubble over something like 30 years.
Right.
One nice note, though, was that, because I did ask, was that the engineer on this did say that they bring in a humane wildlife relocator. So the families of raccoons that live in there now will be taken somewhere and released into the wild where they belong. I scalped around the back of it a while back to take some photos, and it was shocking to see, you know, how kind of down it was and destroyed. So that was the one story. Just the memory of that.
Yeah.
And it's been for that kind of thing, because this week we also had more fires at the Neverly, and that was a drag. We've had too many fires there in the ruins there, and they're being set by either homeless people or by the ATV people who ride in at night, just for kicks, I guess, you know. And these fires were actually in houses that used to be lived in by the Fusky family at the back of the thing, so behind all the buildings that used to be the resort back up there in the woods. There were these houses. Well, they're gone. They're burned. We have some pictures of that up on the website and in the paper. Pretty grim, really. But anyway, did that. And then the other thing is that on the up, is that our assemblyman, Brian Mayer, who was just about to depart us for 9 months services in the United States Navy, because he's a Navy reservist, he came by because he had a check for $80,000 for the village of Ellenville to go into buying more equipment for the Burn Road Park playground. And to go with that, a local company, Parvenu, threw in $40,000, and the town of Wawarsing and the village of Ellenville will also contribute $50,000 apiece. So it's going to be some really fantastic, spanking new, brightly colored plastic over iron, or steel rather, members. Playground equipment will be in there, including, I think, a complete redo of the swing sets. So, and the thing about this is what they already got was nice, was fine, but it was basically for the younger kids. So this will extend the range of equipment and things to do up to include 10, 11, even maybe 12-year-olds. And so that would be very useful for mums and dads
we always need something to do with the kids, and you know, it's always great. Like, we have a neighborhood playground that my daughter loves, and it's a good thing. You get to meet other people from the neighborhood, and you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, the only thing about it is odd to my eyes is that, you know, where's all the wonderful dangerous stuff?
Oh, that's long gone. That's long gone. I remember. I remember there was a playground near my house that we used to break into because it was closed, because it was only for school. I remember we used to have these large. I mean, back then it was called monkey bars. And it was just a huge structure of these rectangle bars, basically. And and we would go all the way to the top, and then the bottom was nothing but concrete. But they don't have that anymore.
Yeah. I mean, there must be it's horrible. I mean, if anybody here listening to this was hurt, please accept my condolences and apologies. But, you know, I mean, yeah, because I do remember some kid at a playground in England, falling off of those things and whacking his head on the way down. Yeah. I don't know. I never know what happened to him. But, you know, yeah. Anyway, so that's gone. And the other thing that was really dangerous and I loved, but, you know, my God, was the whirling thing. It was the big, heavy thing that you spun up. Mm-hmm. You got it spinning. You know, it really moved. And I remember that the bigger kids, teenagers, like to come into the playground and jump on that and really get it spinning up. And if there were any younger kids on it, they flew off like projectiles. Oh, dear. But, you know.
Fun times.
All gone now. Yeah. And everything is brightly colored and safe. So, safer. You know.
Yeah. So, the seventh member, so he's been called to active duty. So what happens to his seat? Because in your report, it says he's going to be there for 9 months.
Well, yeah, he is. But, you know, he's taking his phone. He will take some calls. He's got extra people in the office. So the office will continue. Any issues that come up to him, he will hear about. Because he can't vote, but yeah. You know, he will be in the loop. But you know, he's a Republican, and he's in the Assembly in New York State.
Right.
So, you know, you've got limited, limited requirements for voting or anything. So, I don't think there's anything really super intense coming up for a vote right now. I don't know. Nothing I've heard of, but. I don't know. We'll see on Monday. I'm going to see. I'm going to Bell's Christmas Farm in Rochester to take a photo of the New York State Ag and Markets commissioner, who's coming down to select an 8-foot tree to take away from Bell's somewhere down in Rockland. Is going to get this tree. Mm. So, I think Jen Metzger will be there. So I'll get to ask her a couple of questions of various things that are pressing. Our little town, a little corner of Ulster County. Yeah, because she's the county executive.
Right.
So anyway, yeah. Yeah, there's the week. Next week, it will be, of course, something of a holiday. We don't have a paper on Thursday, so don't look for it. Week after that, we'll be busy, but I'm going to be taking a little bit of a vacation. Not something I ever do, but this time I am.
Okay. So. Well, let me know like what days, so that way we don't bother you there. And also, just been on vacation next week is, as you said, the day after Thanksgiving, and I won't be calling you on Friday morning. enjoy those days off. Yes.
Yeah, and you have a good, have a great Thanksgiving. Yeah,
you too. You
good.
Too, Chris. All the best to you. And again, always thankful. I'm thankful for your work that you do for the Schwanker Journal, and every time you give us your time here on the radio. So again, thank you so much.
Okay, well, I love the radio station, and everybody out there who might be hearing this, you know, have a great holiday, enjoy it, be safe, and if you're going hunting, please, please do not have the gun loaded when you are just transporting it. When somebody just killed himself, right, pulling the gun out of the car, out of his truck, and he shot himself and was dead. That is so abysmally sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the rule is you pull the magazine, do not have a round in the chamber, and, you know, you're safe, you know, and then you load up when you get into the deer stand, you know. I mean, it seems elementary, but, you know, we all make mistakes, you know, and that kind of equipment is unforgiving to errors.
Yeah. No, definitely. That's an unfortunate thing to happen, so. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Always have to be careful there, gun safety especially. So, again, Chris, thank you so much. We're talking to Chris Rowley from the Schwanker Journal, letting us know what's happening in Ellenville and Ulster County. Again, Chris, I'll talk to you sometime soon.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye, right. Patricia.
And that does it for the Local Edition on this Friday. Thank you again to all my guests this evening on a Friday on the Local Edition. I'll be signing out, and I'll talk to you again on Monday. Again, I'm Patricio Arbayo. Everyone stay safe. Lucy, have a good night. Everyone else, take care of yourself. Enjoy the weekend.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Narrowsburg Union and Catskills Curated, presenting products of regional artists, artisans, makers, and craftsmen. Gift wrapping and shipping available on site. NarrowsburgUnion.com. The Cooperage Project in Honesdale, dedicated to building community through performance, learning, markets, and good times. TheCooperageProject.org. And from listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org. WJFF Jeffersonville. From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.